Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm with Country Crossroads Counseling.
Hi, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. We are on this journey to a better you, a better us, a better everybody. We're just trying to make this world a better place and learn as much as we can about mental health and about personal and professional development.
That's right. We're all on a journey to do better. And I know that Susie and I have really enjoyed it so far. We love coming up with different topics to talk about. We love hearing feedback from everybody. So if you guys have anything you want to hear, please reach out to us. Let us know. But we are super excited for this episode because not sure when you're listening to this, but it is May. It is finally May for us here. And May is a really important month in the field that we work in and really in our goal of what we're doing with this podcast. So we're super excited to share what May is all about.
That's right. If mental health were to have a birthday celebration month, it would be this month.
This is it.
So it's actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And so, you know, working in the field, you know, for all these years and watching, you know, I just feel like even since I started way back in 2005, I feel like we've kind of just watched this field like evolve. And it's just been so cool to see, you know, different professions emerge from it. We have seen people really start conversations, address their mental health issues. We've noticed insurance companies actually picking up benefits for therapy services, for medication. We've just come so far in the last 20 years. And I think that's just a lot to celebrate in the world
Yes.
of mental health.
Yeah. And I know something we talk about a lot is the stigma that's built around mental health and like feeling like you're broken. You don't want to talk about it. Like it's a secret, or if you're depressed or if you're dealing with a lot of things and why can't I just be happy? And you kind of dig yourself in this hole. It's already come so far. We talk about it all the time. We're big about our merch at CCC. We love all of our t-shirts and seeing people that just sharing that it's okay to talk about it and that it's true. That's the first step. That's what we want people to do. So the few things that have grown there is just definitely the talk about it and people encouraging each other to do those kind of things. But I think something that needs to be talked about and something we need to focus on is what about ourselves? Like we worry about each other all the time. Most of us are really good about worrying about you or your friends, or you know, you have people that you're praying for on your prayer list, or all those things. Like you're worried about everybody else and their mental health. What are you doing for yourself? Right? Like I think that's something that's super important too. Like I feel like even us in the counselors we work with every day, our day to day is to make sure we're helping others. And then when you finally stop and take a breath and like everything you did is amazing, but what's going on in your life? How are you taking care of yourself? Like, are you okay with helping others? Helping the helpers is a big thing. So, and I know Susie probably has tons to talk about on that, but I was just thinking about that. Like for me this month, really the goal is like, not just making sure I'm helping everybody else take care of themselves, but what about myself? What am I doing? No.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, and we always say mental health is just as important as our physical health. You know, our brain is an organ, you know, and everybody has mental health. Like that's the thing. Like sometimes people get confused about, oh, is it, a mental illness or is it mental health? Like mental health is its own thing. We all have it. You know, it's how we think affects how we feel and how we feel affects what we do. And so, kind of going along with that, you know, like this morning I had just a routine, you know, yearly kind of doctor's appointment where I went, got some labs, like just to make sure, you know, like that's just preventative care. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's for my physical health. And I feel like everybody, you know, a lot of people do that, which is great for their physical self, but like, what about checking in with yourself mentally, emotionally, and just kind of making sure that you are okay. Mm-hmm. And making that a priority is so, so, so important. And, I feel like sometimes, you know, I always use an analogy of like that battery that we have inside of us and stuff. And a lot of times we just kind of roll on, you know, being on E and really kind of not taking that time to kind of, make ourselves a special thing and making that time for mental health. And so today we just wanted to talk through a couple things that you can do actually to make yourself a priority, which is pretty cool. It's what we all need to do. So one of them is just something, I mean, pretty basic, but it's really just, you know, thinking about our own self-care. You know, what are we doing each day To make ourselves feel a little bit better. You know, it used to be like, oh, bubble baths and getting your nails done and massages is like what self-care is. And it can be for some people, like it does feel good to do those kinds of things, right? But you know what, there's other things that you can do. Maybe it's, you know, reading a couple pages of a book each day, or maybe it's going for a little walk, or maybe it's saying a prayer, or, you know, I even think just, you know, eating healthy, or just even saying no. You know what I mean? Like if you're burning the candle at both ends and people ask you to do more things and just kind of say, you know what? Hey, you know, due to my time right now, I'm not able to go.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And some of those things, like, I think you're exactly right. People look at it like it has to be this big, grandiose thing that they do, or they decide that they're going to start, I'm going to start yoga, or I'm going to start doing this every day. And it's like, that's really not, I mean, it's amazing if you can. And if you are that able to do that, it almost takes me back to like the New Year's resolution where everybody just feels super excited to do something. And that's amazing to take that momentum. But I know we preach all the time, start small. Maybe it's something little, like I switch up whenever I have a little bit of downtime. Susie knows this about me. I'm not a reader. I don't read well. My mind is constantly rolling and going, and so to actually sit with a book and read is hard for me. And then in the car, trying to listen to an Audible is also hard for me. You might be out there listening to us, and you might be getting lost, and thinking about what your groceries you got to get. I get it. That's what me too. But that's like I know with us, that's why we keep these short. We want to make them interactive and short and easy to listen to, but start small. Instead of when I have a few minutes, sometimes now I was at my son's baseball practice last night. In between innings, I got my book out and I read, and I ended up killing a couple chapters just sitting there, and I wasn't missing anything. I was still very much in the moment for my kiddo, but instead of scrolling my phone on Facebook or doing something else, I was reading a book. So, those were for me. I know it sounds very minuscule, but that's a big deal for me. Like and I'm on the journey now. I'm almost 4 books in for this 2025, and to me that's
Ooh.
huge. So super
I love
excited that I'm
it.
actually doing it. So yeah.
That's so good. And you know, we always use the phrase momentum builds momentum, but we even know, like, research tells us that even just 5 minutes a day of something for yourself can make you feel better. And so just going, you know, going for that, you know, getting your dogs outside and going for a walk, or playing, going outside and playing catch with your kid or something like that, just even for a couple minutes can do our world you know, do our world so good. So another thing that we can do is just even kind of what we call like a brain dump, and it can look just in any way, actually. It can be just getting out like a notebook and just jotting down things, like jotting down your thoughts. It can be journaling. I know I have a little kind of prayer journal that talks about kind of what went well today, who I'm praying for, that kind of stuff. It just kind of helps to clear your mind and get things out. Even just a brain dump of a to-do list, even a brain dump of just even talking to maybe a friend and just kind of whatever's kind of on your mind, that kind of stuff. Because when we keep just kind of piling things in and we don't have a healthy outlet for it, that can be a lot for our brains to keep track of. And so a lot of times people just, you know, kind of, again, with our mental health, even we just shove things under the rug, shove things under the rug and say, someday I'm gonna kind of get to it. But just having that space and that time just for you to kind of unload whatever that looks like can be so huge.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I know we're big advocates for notebooks, and I definitely go back. And if you find this stuff interesting, listen to a couple other ones. Susie's got some really great tips and tricks on things that if you want to dive deeper into that, like what's in your control, what's out of your control whenever you're doing those brain dumps, like just getting it all out and getting it out of your mind. And I know some of my best times is when me and Susie will just be driving to work. Do to a work event or something, and we're just able to like get it all out there. I feel like so much lighter just talking about whether it's personal, professional, anything. Like I know I feel better just having those little touch base moments with Susie. She's my person, so like having that person that you can just feel comfortable with and talking about. But even if you don't, write it down. And then there's so many other things that if you want to take it further, look into some of our other podcasts out there. We have some good tips and tricks on all that stuff too. So.
I have some teenage clients that they will write the notes in their phone. They'll do like a talk to text in their phone. And then, so then when they come into their session, and I'll be like, okay, what went on this week? Because a lot of times, you know, people don't remember because it's been so much. And then all of a sudden, they'll be like, let me get out my phone. And then they'll go and they'll be like, oh, yeah, this happened. And then they'll whatever. But for them, they knew that they just had to get it out in that moment. And then they're going to revisit it. You know what I mean? And then they're going to address it when they've got time. So even just doing like little things like that, use your technology if you want to, or you know, we love a good pen to paper. There's good things in that. Also, another kind of little interesting thing, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we all kind of have our own stuff, and it just looks different from one another. And I think we get in the habit of kind of looking at social media and we think, so and so has got it all together. This person just looks perfect, all the time. And just kind of remembering that we're all human, we're all normal, we've all got stuff going on, and we could go through seasons of our life where we're killing it and rocking it, and then we're going to have really hard seasons. And sharing your story can be really powerful, and it can actually help other people. And whether it's maybe you've gone through a divorce and a hard time, or maybe you have gone through a situation with your child, maybe you have something. I've got different kind of random things from my past that recently I've kind of just been like talked about now, and hearing people come back and just say, hey, you know what, I'm really glad you shared that because I had something similar and that really helped me. And so if you were at a spot in your life that you have gone through something, I'm not saying air all your dirty laundry on social media, but sometimes just being vulnerable and sharing just a little bit and maybe how you got through it, or maybe being a person to be empathetic to say, hey, I understand. You know what I mean? I might have not gone through the exact specific thing, but something similar to me, I felt that feeling before and I can relate. And it can really help people. Like the more vulnerable people are that, like even I watch, and I am a big John Maxwell fan, and he's pretty real in his books where he talks about his failures, he talks about his successes, and it has helped me feel like you don't have to be perfect to help people, and that's why we created this podcast too, is you don't have to be perfect. Like you can just do your best in life and then learn from it. But sharing your story can be really powerful too in your own healing.
Yeah, it's very impactful. Yeah, and you never know who might need to just hear it, who you might be touching, or even, that can go all the way down to just a smile and a wave, just or asking somebody how their day is too. Like, so just don't be afraid to like have those conversations, those hard conversations, and just I know we're trying, we love the term now, be the one that's just not afraid, but set yourself apart, and the momentum's going to build, and other people are going to see that, and energy is, it's so contagious. So don't be afraid to do it. It might feel uncomfortable, but practice too. You don't have to like write a novel the first time you want to talk about, whatever you're going through or have gone through. If you think it's going to help somebody, just have a small conversation. Write it down first. Maybe you write it down and you keep it for 20 years and you never share it until you're ready. But get the thoughts out and get the words out. I think that's important.
I'm so glad that you just were talking about the be the one. We've been talking about that and how we're gonna make it into a shirt someday and a thing
That's
that
right.
because we just love it. But I've been on the road the last couple of days speaking to a company, and one of the things we've been talking about is like approachability, and 93% of how we communicate is through our nonverbals. So like our look on our face, our facial expressions, all that kind of stuff. Just kind of really putting that smile on, having that energy, making people feel like it's okay to make eye contact with people, you know what I mean? And saying hello, how are you doing? That kind of stuff. And whenever we're helping other people feel better, it actually comes back at us like tenfold. And so that's really how we feel good too. And so that person feels good because we just smiled and asked how they were doing and gave them a compliment. You know what I mean? And then it's going to help us and it's going to help them. And so it's just kind of a win-win. And that leads me into another little point is another way that you can really celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month is through gratitude. And we get so focused on, what's going, this bad thing happened today, or this hard thing I'm going through in life. And then we just fixate on that, right? And then what we focus on grows. And so if we can really focus on, you know what, man, aren't we lucky we all woke up today? You know what I mean? Like we're listening, to positive things right now. We're growing as people, whether it's the weather or not, whether you've got family, loved ones, you have a good job that you love, if you've got pets, if you've got God in your life or whatever your higher power is. I mean, there's so much to celebrate and to be happy about and to focus on those things rather than that one tiny little thing.
Yeah, I love that. And it took me straight to a story or something that I did recently, actually. So my boyfriend, and he'll die that I'm even talking about him right now, but he's kind of a negative Nancy every now and then. Like he kind of rides with his glass half empty all the time, and I'm definitely half full, so I'm constantly trying to be as positive. Well, one of the things he always will write little notes in the mirror. It's super cute when, the shower or whatever. The other day I wrote, "What are three things you're grateful for?" in the mirror to him, because he's always up way earlier than me. And not 3 hours into the day, I get a text of the three things that he's grateful for. And I can tell you that his mood and his outlook of the whole day was just different. It was better. Like the way he talked and the way he, I mean, he's not hateful and terrible all the time, but you know what I mean? Like just more positive and just that tiny little thing. And so it's something I've told myself. I haven't done it yet, but I know Susie's about to ask for a takeaway. Something I'm going to do is I want to challenge myself to start doing that to my kids. I want to just text them and just say, hey, three things I'm grateful for today, and see if I can get them to do the same. So that's something that I love that you said that, though, to get people out there just thinking about what is going well. We all just dwell so much on all the terrible and the bad and oh, but there's so many good things. We're really blessed. And even if you do have those hard things, looking at, okay, what are we going to do about it, and how can we make it better? I think it's great.
And I'm so glad you said that about the three things. I know I told you this, Lindsay, and I know I've
Oh,
said it on
yeah.
the show, but starting my day when my alarm goes off, that's the first things I do. Three things. And I have to, like today, when I woke up, I kind of had to get a little creative, but I was really grateful for the company that I just went and spoke to and some of the individuals that I met in the last 3 days, and they just were really awesome, positive people. So even just, it's just so fun to like focus on the good, I was doing a book actually on my drive back from Minnesota the other day, and one of the things that they said is even like if there's somebody in your life that's maybe they've used the word like a miserable person or somebody that's trying to bring you down or just you maybe you have to work with or you've done things with, sometimes we give that one thing so much power and so much like energy, and it's just like, and then you miss out on like all the hundreds of other beautiful, wonderful things. And I just kind of shifted perspective. I'm like, okay, so what am I complaining about right now in life? Or like, what am I thinking about? And then I'm like, that doesn't deserve that energy, and it kind of just shifted everything. And then I wrote it down in the notes on my phone to add someday to a slide or a presentation. So I feel like kind of our call to action and something that we're going to do personally and we would love for you to participate into is find one thing that you can do this month to start a new habit to prioritize your mental health. So whether it's taking that 5 to 20 minutes, during the day to practice some self-care, and maybe you can't do it a lot during that day, but maybe on the weekends you got more time, right? Or maybe it is, journaling or doing that little brain dump and or having that, that list that you're going to make and whatnot, or talking to that friend and making it a priority to kind of just get things kind of off your chest and out of your mind. Or maybe it's sharing your story and maybe you're not ready to share it publicly, but maybe you just start writing and you just kind of write it down because that's very therapeutic for us as humans. I know I wrote a long time before I started talking about kind of some things. And then the final thing we kind of covered, this could be something you could do for your challenge, is just practicing gratitude. So either saying your three things or telling people that you're grateful for them. I always do like a little thing in my phone where I'll scroll my text messages and then I'll send a wish of, gratitude to somebody in the phone. And I do it a lot in my presentations, and I'll have people get out their phone and then I'll have them look and see somebody in the last couple of days that they've texted and then just send them a message of why they're thankful for them. And that's been so fun. I had to stop actually doing it to my husband because I would send it to him and then Merle would come back at me and say, oh gosh, we're at this part of the presentation, we're doing gratitude again. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna move on, people. But so that's kind of your call to action. Find something that you can do each day, even for a little bit, to prioritize it, and then have conversations with people about mental health, work to kind of end the stigma and just make it okay to have conversations.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to us. And if you guys ever have any ideas or anything you want to hear about, please reach out. We're on Facebook, Country Crossroads Counseling, and then definitely find us on our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Don't forget to be the one.